علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. In this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam gives a very stark warning and even a very bleak message about the situation of the Muslim community. He clearly assesses the Muslim community as having deviated from its original tracks. He says the community has come back to the days of Jahiliyyah. The original problem that the community had has come back. And that is because they were not taking lessons from the previous generations. Just as Imam Ali alayhi salam says here, he says, "Ala inna baliyatakum qad adat." Your problem has returned like it was there before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kahayatiha yawm ba'athallahu nabiyahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That problem, that difficulty, that sorry state of yours has returned. Now let us analyze what has happened.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we mentioned that one of the reasons why this sorry state of the Muslims had come back is because they were not taking lessons from the previous communities. The example I gave was from the story of the Pharaoh and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, from the community of Fir'aun, where we read in the Holy Quran, Fir'aun believed in God, believed in the truth of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, but yet he went against Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the reason was he was following his own desires, his own whims, and he wanted that to have control over the society. The Muslim community had to ask themselves, what is truly governing us? Is it the true teachings of Islam, or is it the whims and desires of certain individuals and people? What are we doing here? This is a serious question that each and every individual needs to ask themselves. That's number one. Number two, another problem that perhaps the Muslim community needed to focus upon was the differences in terms of class, the class differences that had begun to exist. And these class differences have been also been warned to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he wants to destroy a community, then that community is destroyed because of these classes. So for example, if you look at this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. When we decide to destroy a community, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We command those, very rich people, those people who are lavishly living, مُتْرَفِيهَا. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. These lavishly living people, they start to commit fisq, they start to commit crimes. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. And that is when that destiny of it, of that community is signed. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Then we destroy it completely. How? Because of the differences in the economic class, especially in terms of wealth, which then creates those divisions, and those divisions then lead to the destruction of the community and the society. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, if the community were to focus, if the Muslims were to really pay attention to this reality, that a whole society can be destroyed because of the presence of certain individuals who are extremely rich, who are extremely after wealth, and like we see today in the world, certain countries have got these rich people who are the 1%, who then determine the futures of all the community, who are tax exempt also, who can do whatever they want. And one of the things that we see today is what we see in the Epstein files. It's a shock to the world. It's a humiliation for humanity. But how did this start? They started because of the differences in class. Instead of making our basis of defining a society divine principles, we have allowed money and wealth to decide who someone is or what position a person has. Just because a person is a millionaire, has the right to own an island and buy individuals and human beings from different parts of the world and commit such heinous crimes that even animals feel ashamed to speak about or to even contemplate. This is a shock for humanity. This starts when people start to have these classes and they allow money to define individuals. And unfortunately, wealth and money and material gain had become the main important criterion at some point in time in the Muslim history, which was now a reason why it started to degrade. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and take lessons from these societies. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar. قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز
زاما ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه